Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hi, friends. It's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are here with Reverend Lauren Gerlach and for our Catching Time podcast this week. And Lauren, you have a question and a theme for us today.
I do. I'm so glad to be with y'all again here. So we're in Lent, and the theme of this week is all about Scripture and specifically about the practice of making Scripture more a part of your weekly rhythm.
Okay.
So we have kind of a two-point prompt this time, which is fun.
Love it.
The first prompt is, consider bringing your Bible to church on Sunday.
Yes!
What?
I know! Do it!
Mic drop.
Please do it.
Yes!
Yeah, we love it.
We totally encourage our third graders to bring their Bible, and their teacher gives them something for it. And so then, and preteens,
awesome.
When they still bring their Bibles after they've gotten their third grade Bible, we have a whole program for them as well where there's a ticket system and it's like super cool. So it's like, come on, guys, bring it because we want you to put those notes in there and then go back to it.
And in students, you can tell our confirmants because they actually bring their Bibles.
Yes.
No one else does.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to call you all out. Like, none of you bring it. But our confirmants do because they get it that year and they highlight and they work through it. But yes, students, please bring your actual physical Bible. I love the Bible app. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It has its problems too.
Yes, it
we
does.
Can talk through that on another episode.
Not
but,
this episode.
but bring your actual Bible. That's so good. I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And parents, you bring it too.
Yeah.
They model your behavior.
That's
they're
true.
Gonna if
Amen.
They see you bringing it, they're gonna bring it too.
Yeah.
They're gonna ask where theirs
so
are.
So that's the beginning prompt of it. Is a becoming familiar with the Bible is a great place to grow in your walk of your faith with Jesus. So obviously we want y'all to be in Scripture, but why is it more important, do y'all think, or would be important to bring a physical Bible or have at least one maybe at home that you can kind of spend some time in with your coffee in the morning? What's the difference in that versus something technology-based, et cetera?
Yeah. I think for me, this is a total personal answer. I love my paper Bible because I write in it,
mm-hmm.
I highlight in it,
yep.
and I keep notes from like mentors or certain messages or sermons I've heard that I want to hold on to, right? These are important spiritual pillars of my spiritual life, right?
Mm.
And so when I can have them in a place, one place, and look back on it, one, I see my spiritual journey, where I've gone, where I've been, where I was, but also that this is, for me, it recaptures that really cool moment of like, this is a living book, right? Like this isn't just words on a page, but every time I open it, it transforms my life. It cuts a piece of my heart out, honestly, right? Like, it shapes and remolds me, and I think that's important.
That's good.
That doesn't always happen on my phone, right? And I love the Bible app. I do use it.
Yeah.
I can highlight. You can take notes in there. But there's just something different about having – and I don't have my Bible with me. Bad. But like, mine's beat up. It's got stains. Like, I had a highlighter leak on it, so some of the pages are pink. You know, like
– Perfect.
But
love it.
Pink highlighter leak.
But I had a Bible college teacher tell me once, show me somebody whose Bible is worn and torn, and I'll show you somebody's life who isn't, right? Like, carry that thing around. Let it get highlighter leak. Spill some coffee on it. It's okay.
Yeah.
God's word is way bigger than that.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I wish y'all could see the faces when I tell the third graders that I want them to write in it and please use pen. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? And I was like, no, this is your Bible. And when we talk about a verse or a story, I want you to highlight it or underline it in your Bible. And then I want you to date it. I want the month, the date, and the year so that you can remember. And then, because you're going to come back, just like you were saying, Brian, you're going to see where you were and where you are, and then maybe even put forward, like, this is something that I want to do forward. I was thinking about for our preschool friends, we give out Bibles when you're born, baptized. Kindergartners get a picture Bible that's super cool. Parents, a great thing you can do with your kids, and if you read, like, we ask you guys to do at night with your kids, read a story in the Bible. Why not in pen, maybe pencil, it's okay, put the date that you read that Bible story. And then see how many times you read that particular Bible story with them.
Like tallies.
absolutely. Absolutely.
The popular ones.
Yeah. Because you're like, because some kids will be like, I'm so excited we read the Bible, you know, and we did it in so many days and I get so excited for them. And then I said, okay, now do it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I think that's awesome because to both of those points, having something in your hand that doesn't look like the rest of the world is a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah.
Just in general, what else looks like the Bible? Yeah, it's a book, but the way the paper is, the way it's ordered and formatted on the page, the words that are used, like it doesn't resemble things that also sit on our nightstands that the world has made, right?
Yeah.
Like when you open it up, and certainly not the messages in it.
Yeah.
And so I think, with adults, I teach The Root on Sundays, and having them bring their Bibles was such a game changer in terms of, I think, like the ownership that people feel on their faith, because then they take it back to their car and it sits in their car maybe Monday through Saturday, but it's kind of looming.
Okay.
it's sitting there like, and I say like, keep it in your glove box. That's fine. You never know when you're going to be in a parking lot and you might need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, it gets you thinking a little bit more about your faith journey than you might otherwise, if you just, throw it in the bag and don't see it again. Keeping it out. There's a verse that I thought would be helpful for us today.
Yeah.
It comes from the book of Jeremiah, who was a prophet. And there's this really moving piece of it where it basically describes the power of being familiar with God's word. And he says, no longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. They will have this written on their hearts. And it's just like, they won't even need to be taught. Like, they'll be so familiar with what God's word is. I thought that was so cool.
I love that.
And I think that's the challenge, right? Like, as you said, how do we incorporate scripture daily? It's spoken of, I don't know how true it is, that we are entering into the most biblically illiterate generations we've ever seen, right? Even though we have more access, more availability to the scriptures.
Interesting?
Yeah, we're becoming more and more illiterate in it, right? And I see this with students when I'll be like, hey, you guys know the story of Daniel. Nope. Right. Okay. Well, that's
all right.
Here, we'll start from the
yes.
beginning. Right. And also trying to show students to the meta narrative, right? Like the greater story of the Bible, that it's not just these isolated little pieces. One of the things that one of our moms has shared with me about how she's incorporating scripture into the lives of her teenagers is she'll go into their bathroom and write scripture with a dry erase marker on their mirror. Right. So they have to see it. They have to ingest it, right?
Wow.
And she uses a lot of Psalms and Proverbs because these are promises of God, right? And easy, digestible little pieces. But I think that's a good way to incorporate it. I'm trying to think with my own kids, right?
Yeah,
We've been reading little pieces of the Bible. We've been reading Pilgrim's Progress too, which has been kind of fun because, right, it's the story of a Christian believer. So not quite scripture, definitely not scripture, but, incorporates pieces of it.
I think it might be a time to take a pause.
Okay.
And you guys talk to each other. Kids, ask your parents, how can you incorporate scripture into your life this week? And then parents, ask your kids, can I write on your mirror and dry erase marker? And is it maybe the memory verse for that month? The different things that we do. So let's take a moment and stop, and then we'll be right back.
Great.
So we're back, friends, and Reverend Lauren, will you read the scripture again for us?
Of course. So Jeremiah writes this. He says, I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love that line there at the end, the least to the greatest, right? Is oftentimes I've heard your little ones coming down the hallway doing their scripture memory verse, right? My own kids, like Liam loves candy, and so he wants to do the scripture memory verse every week, right? But how that ingrains on their hearts, it stays, right? It's it's why I still know John 3:16, 3:17 to this day, right?
Yeah.
It's because it started when I was young and it stuck with me.
Yeah.
Lauren, what's kind of a challenge we can give our people this week as that we're in Lent to incorporate scripture more into their lives?
So my challenge would be grab the scripture from the sermon or the worship experience that you have this weekend, whether it's programming, whether it's services, whatever. Take that scripture home. I would put it on a sticky note, and I would put it in the Bible where it is in the Bible. And I would use that, and I would put it on the table on which you have your meals. And I would leave it there, like, throughout the week. It doesn't have to be weird and holier art thou during the meal. Like, you put it to the side and have your dinner. But like as you walk past the table, I would just take a glance at it, flip it back open to the sticky note page, maybe grab that then next Sunday. That would be so crazy. Put it in your car and drive it here.
Yeah.
Bring it to church and do what Miss Rachel and Brian are saying and bring a pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Date it. Own it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not something that is coming from the priests and the Pope and this is your relationship with your God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Own it.
And be known, right? Like,
yes.
and know God. Like,
yeah, share yourself with them.
Share.
I also want to throw this out there, attached to that challenge. Maybe you're not a family that eats dinner around the dinner table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in the car. Do it before practice.
Yeah.
Park
yes.
at work. Read
mm-hmm.
it. Like,
mm-hmm.
find a way to get it in your life, wherever it is.
Somewhere consistent.
Yeah.
Wherever that is.
Yeah.
Don't try and fit it in. Make time. Right?
Make time like, for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should be a discipline.
Catch that scripture time
Catch
today.
Catch that scripture
there you go.
Time today. Love it, yes.
Oh, friends, we had so much fun talking with you today, and we hope that this was so helpful for you. We'll see you next time. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.